The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the January-February issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. And we're going to go right to Winter Olympics time. How it got started. Shaun White is the GOAT. No, GOAT is greatest of all time of snowboarding. Chloe Kim just might be the next Shaun White. In the beginning, there was Shaun White in the early 2000s. The sport of snowboarding was steadily rising in popularity. Leading the way was White, with his long red hair and his multiple X Games gold medals. A few years later, at age 19, White won gold in the Winter Olympics, where snowboarding had been an official sport for only a few years. 4 years later, he won another. Then one more gold medal. Now, 35, White is still competing. His hair is a lot shorter, but he's still long on talent. White is largely considered the greatest snowboarder of all time. GOAT. Get it? Only now there is another. Her name is Chloe Kim, and she might be the next Shaun White. Kim made history at the 2018 Winter Olympics. In South Korea, when at age 17, she became the youngest woman ever to win a gold medal in snowboarding. She had already won multiple X Games championships and would win another title at the International Ski Federation Snowboarding World Championships the very next year. Now 21, Kim's resume looks very similar to what White's looked like at a similar age. Both are looking to leave their marks yet again in February at the 2022 Winter Olympic Games in Beijing, China. Going mainstream. Although snowboarding was developed in the United States in the 1960s, it was mostly considered an alternative or extreme sport for many years. Lots of the most popular ski resorts wouldn't even allow snowboarding. Now there are only three ski areas in all of North America that still do not allow snowboarding. When the Winter X Games, an annual extreme sports event, debuted in 1997, athletes like Jimmy Halepoff and Barrett Christie thrilled the nation with their huge jumps and awe-inspiring tricks. As the sport's popularity began to climb, along came Shaun White, who earned a medal in every Winter X Games from 2002 to 2013. An avid skateboarder as well, White also earned 5 medals in the Summer X Games. It was sometime around the 2014 Winter Olympics when Shaun White first heard of Chloe Kim. Kim, then 13, was too young to compete in the Olympics that year, even though her scores would have been high enough to qualify. She was already destroying the competition at the Winter X Games, just as White had done years earlier. She went on to dominate the 2016 Winter Youth Olympics before her breakout performance in the 2018 Winter Games. Finally, to 2022. After missing out on a medal in 2014, White would bounce back to win gold in 2018 alongside Kim. After taking a year off for schoolwork, Kim returned to snowboarding competition in January 2021. She picked up right where she left off, earning her 6th X Games gold medal. A few months after that, White was named to the official United States snowboard team for the 2021-2022 season. He had considered competing in the skateboarding event in 2020, Tokyo Summer Games, actually held in 2021 due to the coronavirus pandemic, but ultimately decided he wanted to focus only on snowboarding. Both Kim and White seem set to enter the 2022 games rested and ready. For sure, this time, the whole world will be watching. Other American athletes to watch at the 2022 Winter Games. Page 19. Fred Garrard, snowboarding. The February 2014 issue of this magazine called Red a 13-year-old snowboarding phenom. Looks like we got it right. In 2018, Garrod won a gold medal at age 17, becoming the youngest American man to win a winter gold medal since 1928. Nathan Chen, figure skating. After failing to earn an individual medal in the 2018 Winter Games, Chen has won three straight titles at the World Figure Skating Championships. Though he won a team bronze in 2018, he'll be looking for his first individual medal this winter. Michaela Schifrin, downhill skiing. One of the most dominant downhill skiing athletes in the world, Schifrin will be trying for her third gold medal. In 2014, at 19, she became the youngest slalom, a skiing competition in which the athlete must ski between a series of gates, champion in Olympic history. In 2018, she won gold in the giant slalom, which features gates farther apart than the slalom. Alyssa Liu, figure skating. At the age of 13, Liu became the youngest ever United States Women's National Figure Skating Champion when she earned her first title in 2019, before following up with another in 2020. Now 16, Liu will be competing in her first Olympics. Abby Roque and her teammates, ice hockey. One of the best college hockey players of the last few years, Roque joins the United States women's hockey team as it looks to earn a second consecutive Olympic gold medal. Standing in the way is arch-rival Canada, a powerhouse itself that had won the previous four gold medals. Bing Duan Den, Beijing 2022 mascot. Olympic mascots don't actually compete. How fun would it be if they did, though, huh? So Bing Duan Den will have to settle for a gold medal in cuteness. The panda wears what the official Olympics website describes as a full-body shell of ice, which helps the mascot skate, snowboard, and ski alongside the Olympic athletes. The 2022 Beijing Winter Games. What? Beijing's 2022 Winter Olympic Games are scheduled to include 109 events in seven categories of sports: biathlon, bobsledding, curling, ice hockey, luge, skating, and skiing, which includes snowboarding. When? Scheduled for February 4th to February 20th, 2022. How to watch? Beijing, China, is 13 hours ahead of the United States Eastern Time Zone, so you'll have to get up pretty early in the morning, not to mention maybe being late for school, to see the opening ceremony and other evening events live. That's okay. Your local NBC station will show the most popular events in prime time on delay, and you can also stream events live and delayed on TV streaming services and official NBC apps. This illustration of the National Speed Skating Oval shows what the venue will look like when it opens for the Beijing Winter Games and Winter Olympics. Next, we have Scout Life, Gear Guy, going up. Here's what you need to start exploring the vertical world of rock climbing. Whether you want to scale the walls at your local climbing gym, go bouldering, or rope up outside, you'll want to know the basic and best gear you'll need. Talk with a qualified instructor who can help you decide what equipment is appropriate for your skill level. There are different types of climbing. Bouldering involves practicing climbing moves close to the ground while not attached to a belay rope. Anyone bouldering should have two or three spotters in position ready to break a person's fall and help prevent injury. Top rope climbing is when a climber is secured to ropes anchored above them and throughout the climb. Belayers manage the ropes from the top or bottom of the climbing routes. In lead climbing, the climber is secured to belay ropes below. During the ascent, the climber inserts artificial protection like cams, stoppers, or other hardware into cracks in the rock, and then attaches the rope with carabiners or quick draws, two carabiners connected with a piece of short, sturdy material. Basic climbing gear. Besides a chalk bag, the first and most basic gear for climbing are shoes. If you're just getting into the sport, you'll want all-around climbing shoes like Black Diamond Momentum climbing shoes. With a comfortable, flat-shaped, sticky but durable outsole, stretchy uppers, and a hook and loop closure to easily put them on or take them off, these shoes should take you from the gym to easy multi-pitch routes. If you're interested in steep sport climbing outdoors or bouldering indoors, the La Sportiva solution is a top performer. Its aggressively downturned toe, good sensitivity, sticky rubber, and supportive platform help it stay securely in place on the tiniest footholds. 1 pound, 5 ounces. Another affordable all-round shoe is the Mad Rock Drifter. The medium stiffness, leather uppers, slightly asymmetrical shape, rubber outsoles, and hook and loop closures strike a neat balance between comfort and performance on any surface. Only 1 pound. When tying into a rope, you need, of course, a harness. The Black Diamond Momentum sports comfort, easily adjustable leg loops, a pre-threaded waist belt buckle for safety, and a pair of gear loops, plus the adjustability range ensures it'll be used until the time it comes to replace it. 8.5 ounces. Sport climbing. Climbing sport routes by clipping onto bolts demands additional safety gear. Your qualified instructor should supply what you need. If you want to get a belay rappel device, those come in a variety of designs. The Black Diamond ATC XP Bell Ray Rappel device is a traditional tube-style device with ridged groove that creates high friction on a rope for stopping a falling leader or rappelling confidently using a rope with a diameter from 7.7 to 11 millimeters. It's not auto-locking, but it's a popular piece of gear for teaching a valuable skill. The Black Diamond Big Air XP package includes the ATC XP relay rappel device and a BD screw gate locking carabiner. A helmet is mandatory gear for any outdoor climbing, and the Black Diamond Vision helmet delivers ultimate protection with comfort. The most durable foam helmet the company makes, the Vision provides superior side and back coverage while remaining very lightweight. Ventilation ports help you keep a cool head on warm days, and integrated headlamp clips are low profile. 7.5 ounces. Find gear here. Gear Guy makes finding information online a snap. Just visit go.scoutlife.org/gearguy for links to all the gear shown here. I have a young man here on the bottom of the page placing a stopper. What does this gear do? Basic gear you can get. Chalk bag. Climbing chalk helps your hands get a better grip by keeping them dry. The bag holding this chalk can be attached around your waist. Climbing shoes. You can climb in sneakers, but you can gain much more control wearing climbing shoes. Belay and rappel device. These devices serve as brakes to help the belayer or rappeller apply friction to the climbing rope. Harness. The harness safely secures you to a climbing rope. Helmet. This protects your head. The climber, the belayer, and anyone walking around the climbing area should be wearing one. Carabiner. A ring with a spring-loaded gate used to connect pieces of climbing equipment and secure rope. Be careful when shopping, as some look-alike carabiners are not designed for climbing. Other related gear. Quick draw. A quick draw attaches your rope to a protective piece on the rock, like a bolt or stopper. Crash pad. This adds protection in case you fall while bouldering. You shouldn't be bouldering any higher than your shoulder's height. Climbing ropes. The rope helps you climb or descend safely. Dynamic ropes are designed to stretch in case of a fall, while static ropes don't stretch as much and are better suited for rappelling or rappelling. Stoppers, also called nuts. These can be placed in a crack of a rock to serve as a temporary anchor. Cams. Like a stopper, this anchoring device can fit into a crack. You pull the trigger and release it to fit the cam into a crack. Climbing safely. Before you go climbing, check the safety rules in the BSA Climb on Safety and Belay on Guides. Climbing using ropes and bouldering, climb a few feet above the ground without a rope, is an appropriate activity for all scouts. However, some techniques, like belaying, which involve rope work to prevent a climber from falling far, should be done by older scouts. For any climbing activity, make sure to have qualified adult supervision, at least two qualified instructors, an established safe area to climb, and the proper equipment. Everyone should be physically fit and mentally ready for the climb. Visit go.scoutlife.org/climb safely for more information. President's Day. Let's look at it. Picture of Mount Rushmore. Presidents Washington and Lincoln. President's Day, originally celebrated the birthday of our first president, George Washington, and now honors all United presidents. Turn the page to see more about this holiday. And we'll do just that. It is always observed on the third Monday of February. Happy birthday. The holiday's official name still is on Washington's birthday. President's Day became a national holiday in 1885. Joe Biden is the 45th person to serve as United States president, but Grover Cleveland was president two different times. That's why Biden is called the 46th president. Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th. Some people celebrate by eating cherry pie. This is because of the story George Washington chopping down a cherry tree. Question, why did George Washington have trouble sleeping? A. Answer, because he could not lie. Okay. William Henry Harrison was president for the shortest amount of time, 32 days. The youngest president was Theodore Roosevelt. He was 42 when he took office. Joe Biden is the oldest, taking office at age 78. Can you guess which presidents these are? Yes, they look like Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln. What do you think? Take a look. James Garfield was the first left-handed president. Some presidents had very interesting pets. Calvin Coolidge had a pet wallaby, and Woodrow Wilson had a pet sheep. Find out what pets other presidents had at go.scoutlife.org/POTUS Pets. Franklin Delano Roosevelt is the only president who served longer than 8 years. He was elected four times and in office for 12 years. The tallest president was Abraham Lincoln at 6 feet 4 inches. The shortest was James Madison at 5 feet 4 inches. Mazes more. Vroom! Find all of these items in the picture. Can you find the matchstick? The notepad, the fork, the straw, the toothpick. How about the spool? Do you see the checker? The red Christmas light? Half of a ping pong ball? The bun? The battery? How about the nail? Bottle cap? Green Christmas light? Cookie box? Matchbox? If you did, you're a winner, vroom! Favorite downtime activity at camp? Whittling or carving, 29%. Reading is 26%. Card games, 16%. Napping, 12%. Drawing or painting, 9%. Chess or checkers, 8%. We asked, you answered. Here are some of the results of one of our online reader polls. Let us know your favorites at go.scoutlife.org/polls. Pee Wee Harris looks at games. Yes! Rolled a 6! You know what that means? This is rolling dice here. Splunk! Super Barbarian Strength, and I got to pick a mystery card of chance. Whoa! The Silver Sword of Zanga, which you know comes with a free spin. I can't believe it. I have infrared owl eyes. And another roll. 8. Oh, boy. That can only mean the super protective sphere of cheeseburgers. Ultimate invincibility. Infinite cheeseburger. And another roll. Sure is fun playing a game Pee-wee invented. Come on. 3. Need some supersonic earrings. How would you ever know? We never get a turn. The Wacky Adventures of Pedro. Today's the day, Alex. Yep, it's Friday. No, today's the day I turn in my retirement papers. Great. Just drop them on the pile with the rest of today's mail. I don't think you're listening. I'm retiring. You what? I realize I've been working here since 1947. That's 75 years. So I'm hanging up my burro shoes and returning to my childhood home at Philmont Scout Ranch. There I plan to live out my golden years, relaxing and eating as many tasty tumbleweed tacos as I can sink my teeth into. But who is going to deliver and answer the mail? Well, I'm sure you'll find someone. Could a chicken really replace our trusty mail burro? Find out next month. True stories of scouts in action. Joseph Diener and Dominic Bett, both 15, were riding their bikes through their neighborhood after a heavy rainstorm when they came across a terrified woman clinging to the pole of a basketball net in the middle of a flooded outdoor court. The woman was exhausted and unable to get to safety, so Joseph and Dominic swam through the dangerous 8-foot deep water to reach her as a bystander called 911. Joseph and Dominic convinced the frightened woman to let go of the pole. She then placed a hand on each of their shoulders and the boys began to swim toward dry land. The boys fought against the strong current to escape the floodwaters. The exhausted woman collapsed on the ground and coughed up water. Joseph and Dominic stayed with the woman until the fire department arrived and an ambulance took her to a hospital for additional treatment. No one was seriously hurt during the incident. Life Scouts Joseph Diener Top and Dominic Vett, both members of Troop 6, chartered to Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church in Columbia, Missouri, each received an honor medal for his actions. More Scouts in Action. More true stories of scouts in action. She saved a friend from drowning. Lilith Mokler, 8, was swimming with her brother and another boy in the pool at their home in Riverside, Rhode Island, when the boy hit his head on the pool's deck, knocking himself unconscious as he fell into the water. Lilith dove under, brought the boy up, and kept his head above water as her brother yelled for help. Lilith's mom ran to the edge of the pool, and she and Lilith lifted the boy out of the water. As the boy regained consciousness, Lilith helped him get inside and placed a towel filled with ice on his head. Mrs. Mokler called the boy's mother, and Lilith stayed with the boy until his mom came to take him home. The Moklers learned that the boy had a mild concussion but would recover. Cub Scout Lilith Mokler, a member of PAC 5, chartered to St. Martha's Church in East Providence, Rhode Island, received a heroism award for her actions. He saved his niece from a rip current. Jonathan Kroom, 16, was swimming during a family vacation to North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, when he saw his 10-year-old niece caught in a powerful rip current. Using his Scout's BSA training, Jonathan secured his niece with an armpit toe and escaped the dangerous current by swimming parallel to the shore. As Jonathan and his niece got close to the beach, her father helped get them safely back to shore. No one was hurt during the incident. Life Scout Jonathan Edward Kroom, a member of Troop 101, chartered to Highland United Methodist Church in Colonial Heights, Virginia, received a heroism award for his actions. Think and Grin, page 47. Marissa, what do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire? Bobby, what? Marissa. Frostbite. That's from Marissa R. in New York, New York. Ben, what did the toast say to the butter on Valentine's Day? Chris, I'm stumped. Ben, you're my butter half. That's from Ben G. in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Harry, what dairy hurt you the most? George, I'm stumped. Harry, sharp cheddar. That's from Harry B. in Williamsburg, Virginia. Tom Swifty, I like your bells. Tom chimed. That's from Eva P. V. in Peewee Valley, Kentucky. Cartoon. I resolved to spend more time with my kids. I resolved to eat more brain food. Hulk resolved to smash less. I resolved to stop fighting with Kong. So that's Darth Vader, Hulk, and Godzilla. Tom Swifty, I thought there were 50 cookies in this jar. Tom recounted. That's from Rhea T. in Short Hills, New Jersey. Gus, how many days does it take for a scout to screw in a light bulb? Marty, I don't know. Gus, a lot, because they only do one good turn a day. That's from Stella P. in Holman, Wisconsin. Warped Wise Man wonders, if the world is a stage, then where does the audience sit? That's from William B. in Kernersville, North Carolina. Matthew, where do cows stay when they're on vacation? Jack, I don't know. Matthew, at a motel. That's from Matthew A. in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Augustine, knock, knock. Ambrose, who's there? Augustine, cargo. Ambrose, cargo who? Augustine, no cargo. Beep, beep. Austin T. in Bellevue, Nebraska. Tom Swifty, I'm really good at protecting things, Tom said defensively. That's from Hayden B. in St. Louis, Missouri. Ain, why did the elephant leave the circus? Stan, I don't know. Ain, he didn't like working for peanuts. That's from Ain A. in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Jason, what kind of plant do you need to bake a cake? Nick, I'm not sure. Jason, a flower. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.